This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This offends me. And it came from Bonte and Joe in the Morning Roast this morning, and their guest, a certain Brian Baldinger.
He's great.
He's phenomenal. I want every... Stop what you're doing and listen to this.
Because he's about to ruin.
This has not been played up enough since it was said this morning.
Mm.
Tell Bob in the next cubicle to shut up.
Shut up, Bob.
If you're driving around, turn your phone over. You're supposed to be paying attention to the road anyway. If you're on a smart speaker, turn the stove off and listen to this.
Alexa, turn it up.
Oh, boy, you just messed with everybody.
I know, right? Dude, my Alexa goes rogue constantly.
Why don't we just start every segment with, hey, Siri? Oh, crap. Hang on a second.
Yeah.
Hang on. Let me turn my phone off. Hang on. All right. Listen to this. What's the 49ers' identity?
Slow. They just look slow, Joe. They look like a slow team. Like, I don't see speed. I just don't see, like, it just the whole operation, the pass rush, the receiver, they just look like a slow team to me. Now, look, when you're 2-3, nothing feels good, and you start using superlatives like I'm doing, but if I'm finishing a sentence, that's what it looks like to me. And that's, you know, that's your team, though. Like, that's what it looks like to me.
Oh, my God.
Slow.
This is...
It's like Caltrans. Slow for the cone zone.
I'm trying to think of a comp, okay? This is like somebody calling your kid stupid.
Mm.
This is no different than calling your baseball team boring.
I was just going to say, that's exactly what this is.
This is worse than calling your basketball team old. Brian Baldinger, one of our absolute favorite tape divers in the NFL, just said the 49ers are slow.
Yeah.
In fact, he said it's their identity.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Well, oh my goodness.
Well, who looks fast right now? Brock Purdy on a scramble. He looks pretty fast. J.P. Mason looks, I don't know if he looks fast, but he looks forceful. He looks forceful. Talanoa Hufanga, who's now on IR with a hand injury, he looked fast, and he was fast at the wrong time on the Kyler Murray quarterback keeper where he fired his gun and he came up and he should have stayed back because Murray went for 50 yards and a touchdown. But other than that, Who looks fast right now? Brandon Ayuk looked fast.
He looked good. By the way,
he looked ready.
And I got some eye rolls or at least some, you know, crinkled foreheads when I said after this game last week, and Debo had like no targets and no touches, and people are like, why not, right? Why not Debo behind the line and Debo? And I'm like, when I watched Debo, he looked sluggish. I don't know if something's going on. He looked sluggish to me. He did not look like Debo Samuel, even in the few touches that he did get. So, look, I don't know if the 49ers are old. I don't know if they're injured. I don't know if they've got people out of position personnel-wise. It's probably a combination of all of those things. And could it be fixed by some sort of an eventual wonderful return of Christian McCaffrey and who knows about Dre Greenlaw, and maybe Mooney Ward is struggling with an injury that'll get better. I don't know how this is going to go for the second half of the season. I just know this. If you're a professional sports team, forget baseball for a second. If you're a professional sports team and someone calls you that, you dust.
Yeah.
You're done. You're irrelevant. You're pointless. I don't even know why we would watch your games. There is no rebounding from slow.
Yeah, what sport is slow good other than golf? And even
bowling?
If you're bowling? Well, and if you're slow in golf, you're Patrick Cantlay and everyone hates you.
Yeah, people are annoyed with you, but you can still succeed.
Right. Even if you're slow and you're playing slow, and that's Patrick Cantlay, and all the fellow pros hate him because he plays so slow and you get on the clock and the rest of it. But baseball, slow is never good. And unless you're hitting a home run and you want to take your time going around the bases and you want to pimp it and bat flip it, fine. Slow works then, but football, no. Soccer, no. Basketball, no.
No.
No sport.
Any sport. That's not recoverable either. You can't scheme up slow. You can't fix slow. There's nothing you can do about slow. If they're slow, they're bleeped.
Well, unless you want to like play more of your fast guys, and you do have some fast players who you can play.
Who's fast that's like being benched? Who are we talking about?
Ronnie Bell's fast.
Okay. I don't think...
Isaac Garendo is fast.
Is he faster than Jordan Mason? He's certainly not faster than Christian McCaffrey.
Well, McCaffrey's unavailable.
Right now, yes.
Yeah. And he, I don't know if he's in Germany again or if he's just here. He's not playing.
No, not yet.
So, like, in terms of who you actually can play or want to play, you're right. You don't have a lot of guys who you can just say, well, we're going to take you out and we're going to put in a fast guy in your spot. You don't have that. And the one guy who you really need more than anyone is not Christian McCaffrey. It's Dre Greenlaw. And Dre Greenlaw is not only fast, but he is forceful and he's intimidating. The hardest hit that you made on Sunday was Dre Greenlaw pushing a guy,
seriously,
Trey McBride, into the water cooler.
Which, by the way, is he going to get fined for that?
Yes.
The team will, actually. Yeah.
That's normally $100,000.
I mean, well,
Big Dom.
It's Big Dom, except for he's a player. The only difference, but I know
he's not a player.
Well, but he is. He's on the team.
Yes.
But he does not have...
Big Dom is just a couple injuries away from being in there himself, if you ask him.
So, like, I get there's a little differentiation there, but at the same time, no, you're not an active player, and I'm pretty sure that you're not supposed to get involved in that stuff.
Right. That's normally $100,000 from what I've read in terms of the punishment, but who cares, whatever. Jed York can write that check, but he is the one you need more than anyone else because... When he's on the field and you're on the other team, you have to have an eye toward this guy may hurt me and he may want to hurt me. He may try to hit me and hurt me. And I'm not saying that he's a dirty player, but he's right on that line. He's in that gray area.
He is. Of course he is.
I mean, dirty's a pretty foul word.
No, it is.
Like, is Draymond Green a dirty player?
Well, most would say yes. But
right.
But I don't think Draymond.
But when he's on your team... You're like Day-Day.
Yeah, you like him, but I think Dre Greenlaw is not a Draymond Green-level response. I think that Dre is somebody who rides that line and lives there. He lives there on that line. In other words, like...
But he's in a sport where, like, the Draymond Green dirty plays are normally outside the boundary of basketball.
That's what I mean.
But in football, there is no outside the boundary.
Well, sure there is. There are boundaries, and like Dre Greenlaw, like if I hit you right at the boundary, was it out of bounds? Was it a little bit too aggressive for that moment?
Right, but it's at least a football play.
Right, so that's what I mean. Like
in basketball, you don't have that same latitude is what I'm saying.
Dirty feels like purposeful. Like I'm purposely either trying to hurt you or take liberties or whatever. And Dre, I would stop short of saying that, but boy, he pushes the envelope.
Of course.
He pushes it, for sure.
It's football. And, you know, we had Bill Romanowski for a long time on the Rise Guys on the morning show, and he would talk about, you know, sometimes you need to take a 15, okay? And guess what? And he was a dirty player.
Yes.
But he also would, between the lines, look to make those types of plays
sure.
that are, you know, if it's 15 yards, but I take out your quarterback, is it worth
well,
it?
And he's a crazy person.
Yes.
And Dre might be too. A little bit.
Right.
You got to have a little bit of crazy in there sometimes to be a linebacker.
That, and you go against a Niner defense that doesn't have that. And Fred Warner's a great player. He's Hall of Fame caliber, but he doesn't give you that same sort of feel.
Correct.
And without that, I mean, Nick Bosa, he's not that guy. You know, I'm just going to try to sack you, and I'm going to try to tackle you and do my shrug move, and that'll be all for that, and we'll be on to the next snap. The
so Niners I'm don't, ecstatic
thank
about
you.
That.
The Niners don't have that edge right now, so Baldy's right about slow, but also they don't have that edge.
Well, and that is why so many of you woke up today and want Robert Saleh back.
Yeah,
that's my opinion, is you're seeing what Baldy's seeing, and instead of being like, well, maybe they're just too old to run fast anymore. Instead, you're like, they lost their edge. They've lost their fire. I don't know yet, five games into the season, what which the correct response is. I just know that that's the itch that Robert is scratching for you and for me. Like, he represents that. Up and down the sideline and freaking out and pumping fists and running stairs and losing our minds. And there's been none of that. There's been absolutely none of that except for when Robert was actually here running the stairs at Levi's Stadium and the Niners blew them out, so who cares? But, if you're slow, here's what, and then we're going to go to the phones, but this is what would terrify me if the Niners are truly slow. I want you to list off the quarterbacks that the 49ers have faced so far in 5 weeks. You've got a 40-year-old in his first game off of an Achilles.
Yep.
Followed by last year's backup quarterback, followed by Matt Stafford, who's also old with no receivers or offensive linemen.
36, he beat you.
Followed by Jacoby Brissett, who was benched today. I told you yesterday he would be.
Good call.
Followed by Kyler Murray, who we literally spent time last week asking the age-old question, is he good? Now you're slow and desperate, and what are you getting? You're going to get Geno Smith, Patrick Mahomes, and Dak Prescott
right.
in the next 3 weeks.
And Geno's got more weapons than Calamari or any team you faced, really.
I think he leads the league in passing, does he not?
Right, but they have three legit receivers,
yes.
and Mooney Ward now might be headed for IR. And so you've got a young secondary, you have a non-existent pass rush going up against a Seattle team that has three legit wide receivers.
By the way, you just said something there that I bet made people go, wait, what? Mooney Ward is going to IR?
Potentially.
Well, check this out, because it's odd to go to IR when you've literally missed no games.
Yeah.
He's played in all the games. He said last week, I feel like I'm playing the worst football of my career. I raised my hand and went, yep, see the same thing. Can't figure out why you're not playing well, but you're not. And check this out. Kyle Shanahan today, at his press availability, is asked about Moody, not Mooney, Moody, the kicker.
Mm-hmm.
But listen to where the conversation goes as he loops both of them into his answer.
You have a timeline on Moody. Is IR a possibility?
That's
for
a high ankle sprain. So usually with those, I usually say about a month. Sometimes they can surprise you and go quicker. Sometimes they can go longer. So we're not exactly sure yet.
So IR is?
IR is an option, yeah. Just with the how quick this has happened, having Huff in that situation where we got to decide Mooney could be a possible decision. We have a number of guys already on it, so we're just trying to weigh in all that stuff.
Okay, so I actually come out of that with questions. Did he misspeak, or does he mean Mooney Ward, or did he mean Moody?
It sounded to me, guys, like he was saying, we are yet to make a decision on Jake Moody, the kicker, because we only have, I think it's eight IR returnee spots for a season. They've already used a bunch of them up. So we're going to wait to make the decision on Moody until we make a decision on some others. Hufanga is one, and then also potentially Mooney Ward.
Mooney Ward.
Another, which makes no sense, because he said earlier in the presser, if there was a practice today, there's not. They play on Thursday.
Right.
If there was a practice today, Mooney would be limited, but he would still be practicing. So I'm not sure what he's talking about.
I wonder if he just misspoke. That's one letter away. I mean, we've done it with Moody and Looney.
Right.
But this is Moody and Mooney.
Right. Much bigger.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, they signed another kicker today. Who'd they get? Matthew Wright? Is that right? Yeah, Matthew Wright.
Okay.
Is now the 49ers kicker.
All right.
Adjust your fantasy lineups accordingly, please. Yeah.
Charvarius Ward has played in 97% of the snaps this year. 97.2.
I got a hard time believing he'd be stuck on IR when he missed no snaps and was going to practice today. That's just weird.
Limited today, and he's got a bruised knee.
Yeah, and he dealt with a hammy the same week Kittle did.
Yeah.
But then Kittle was out, but Ward was in against the Rams.
Right.
He played.
And he's played all but about 20 snaps all year. So I'd be surprised if he went on IR. But at the same time, even if he's not on IR, he's not been his best self all year.
Not at all. Not at all.
And that's been part of it in what Baldy was saying about a team that looks slow. And, you know, there's another four-letter word you can use that is a synonym for slow in football.
Exactly right. Slow could also just mean not right.
Yeah.
Not Matthew Wright. Just not right with an R, not a W.
Well,
you know what I mean.
I was using another S word, and I'll let the caller say it because I don't know if that's what the caller is going to say, but I have a feeling that's what line two is going
to
say.
Well, let's start on line one. Let's go to Chris in San Jose. Hey, Chris, thanks for calling.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Well, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen? Good afternoon. Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, Mark, what made me call is you were talking about intensity, right?
Yeah.
Fire. Is that what you were talking about? Yeah. So, Robert Saleh, you know, he was a rah-rah guy. You mentioned him headbutting players without a helmet on. You know, that's all good and well. But to me, I think any, I'm not speaking for myself. I would just imagine any quality athlete who played past high school would be able to tell you that you're simply not able to play with fire and intensity unless you meet the prerequisite for that, which is being in the absolute best shape as possible. You can't, whether it's basketball, football, all of these contact sports. You simply cannot play with fire and intensity unless you meet the prerequisite, which is being in the absolute best shape.
Okay, so that's interesting. But Chris, can you then, there's a follow-up question there. Are you suggesting that the 49ers are not in tip-top shape? What do you see there? And if you do see that, what's the reason? Why would the Niners suddenly this year not be in shape? We've never discussed this before.
No, I totally agree. And, to take it a point further before I get into that, I would say that the best of the best players, the true dogs in the NFL, they don't need a rah-rah guy. Yeah, every team has a leader, but you're either a fiery and intense player or you're not. To answer your question on why they maybe look a little slow, look a little old, I do think there is some truth to that. You know, Purdy's young, Mason's got fresh legs, Ayuk's young, but Debo, I mean, when's the last time he's been healthy through a season? His rookie year?
Yep.
How about Trent Williams? What's he, 38 now? You know, Charvarius Ward's been frequently banged up. They just kind of look old. I watched Trent Williams, everybody, you know, top 10 player in the NFL is voted by his peers. I watched the second-year defensive end. I think his name's Pierre St. Johnson or something. He was an end. He put Trent Williams on his ass multiple times throughout the game.
Yeah.
I mean, Trent, I remember a third down play. Oh, let's go to our tried and true play. We're running to the left behind Trent. He had one guy to block, and he ended up on his butt, and the hole collapsed, and we didn't pick up a third and two. And that's running to the side that's supposed to be our strength. I called last week. I said Charvarius Ward, to me, has always been overrated. He's a physical guy. He gets away with a lot of PIs, but he constantly gets routed by smaller, quicker receivers. So, you know, I think it's a personnel issue. I also, you know, they are a little older, a little slower. Maybe to answer your question, it's because it's another Super Bowl layover, another failed year, and that's probably in all honesty, that's probably the most hole that our team is going to be. I mean, some of these guys are going to leave next year. It's not looking great for the rest of the season, but hopefully, you know, like everybody says, Kyle's a genius, right? So you should be able to put up more than 0 points in the second half.
No doubt. Chris, thank you. I'm so done with the genius word, because if I hear one more person call in and say this supposed genius, and I keep asking, who the hell called him a genius?
We all have.
No, we haven't.
We all have.
He's a very good coach.
The fan base have called him that.
Well, but then you can't get mad at it when you're like, who called him a genius if the answer's you? Like, no,
we're not mad at the label. We're mad at the performance.
I think people are mad at the label.
You can't go out against a terrible Arizona defense and score 0 points.
No one's arguing that. This label that people are like, he's not a genius. Fine. He's not a genius. Who called him that? He's the coach. He's the coach.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what the label is. It matters what the results are.
But it's bothering people. I hear it every day. Every time they lose. This guy's supposed to be a genius.
He's supposed to be.
Who said that?
It doesn't matter what word you put on it. He's supposed to be an offensive play calling wizard, and your offense had 0 points against a bad defense.
Right, but nobody has ever translated good coach to mean that every play works. I'm not arguing with you whether or not the performance has been good enough so far this year. Of course it hasn't. Of course it hasn't. But if you're, for some reason, so many people, I'm not talking about you, are putting this bar out there where it's like, I need you to respond to this genius label. Nobody did that. If you heard that from like Emmanuel Acho or something, don't hang that around Kyle's neck. If it was the license plate on his car, now we've got something we can talk about. But I've never heard Kyle Shanahan go to the microphone and be like, welcome to the genius bar. Let's talk. Nobody's done that. So just
it doesn't matter what label you put on it.
Well, it does to people, because they're calling up about it.
They're call up about, and they use the word because it's a convenient way to describe their frustration. I don't think that anybody's looking at it and saying, well, he said he's a genius and therefore this and that. It is the bar that's been set. The bar's been set to where you have this offense that is run totally different. And every other team, not every team, but many teams try to do what you do.
Yep.
And they emulate you. And your offense is great. And you have a draft pick who is Mr. Irrelevant. And you have an undrafted running back. And you've got a tight end that nobody else wanted for multiple rounds. And you have a 7th-round wide receiver. And you're doing all these great things. So we're used to seeing that. And now we're not seeing it.
Yeah.
So whatever word you want to use to describe it, what we're seeing is not what we're used to.
Of course, because apparently they look slow. Yeah. Now, I mean, when you think about what was just said, okay, what Chris was just talking about, and I want to make sure that everyone realizes, I'm going to say this right up front, this is not an excuse, because every NFL team is dealing with this. But let's just talk about the way it looks. Can you figure out why they would look slow? There are new players in there in positions like a Devondre Campbell that we have not seen play before, and so far we're not really digging it. So that could be slow. Or, as he puts it, maybe some of these players did get old overnight. Maybe the best of Debo is behind us. I hope not. And truly, maybe Trent Williams is 36 and looks like it this year. Or maybe players like Charvarius Ward are playing through injury. I do still think there's a scenario where a completely different set of health circumstances make this team look totally different. But I don't know. I don't know about the nagging injuries, and I can't be sure that the players we want to come back are going to come back. I don't know if Dre and Christian are coming back. And even if we do, I don't know when. So that's a big word. That is a big stinking word.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com